Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, April 28th, 2022. Last week, as Melissa and I were working on some house projects, she stopped what she was doing and said, "Hey, your birthday's coming up. What do you want to do?" I must admit, I've always loathed this question. It's kind of like when someone asks what you're doing on New Year's Eve. I feel like I should have some magical, extravagant plans, lest I be considered lame. This time 2 years ago, we were just 6 weeks into the pandemic, and getting together with friends and family was not an option. I was forced to spend my birthday quietly. And I loved it. I had no idea how good it would feel to not be expected to have grand plans, or even any plans. I also had no idea how much I wanted that. The next year was similar, and that one was a big birthday. I thought for sure I'd be disappointed with not being able to have a major celebration, and instead, it was perfect. My family and Melissa organized an outdoor gathering that was so enjoyable and full of ease. It was so much better than my 40th birthday, which was a shit show for a variety of reasons, one being those pesky expectations. As cliche as it sounds, we really do get wiser and care less about what others think as we get older. So this year, when Melissa asked me what I wanted to do, I felt certain and strong to say, "I don't know, maybe go for a hike, maybe nap on the couch all day, maybe I'll decide when I wake up that morning." "Sounds good," Melissa said with a big smile. Isn't it funny the stories we make up? Stories about what others expect of us. Stories about our worthiness, our capabilities, our appearance, our value, our potential. And why are the stories rarely, if ever, happy? Maybe it's time to clear some of this mental clutter. A great place to start is to simply recognize where and when you're doing it, like the pandemic helped me to. Do you not ask for help because you assume everyone is too busy? Do you put everyone else's needs before yours so you don't appear selfish? Maybe you numb out when you're feeling sad, angry, or triggered so no one notices. It's exhausting, isn't it? Once you've identified where you do this, it's time to say enough. Hit reply and tell me what BS you're no longer willing to tolerate. What will you start or stop doing because you want to? I think there's real power in sharing it with someone, and I'll be over here cheering you on. And as you read this, I'll be off enjoying my birthday, whether that's in the form of a nap or a beach walk. It'll be a surprise to all of us. Can't wait to hear what shoulds you'll be tossing. I wish you space and clarity. P.S. If you want someone to help you purge your shoulds for my birthday, I have a gift for you. Well, for the first 10 people who jump on this opportunity, I'm offering my High Impact Strategy Sessions, which is a 50-minute one-on-one coaching session for $100 off. You can click the link right in the email to read all about them and grab yours. Use the coupon code BIRTHDAY to take advantage of the savings. But remember, there are only 10 available, so don't wait. I hope you have a great week.